for 7-8 years now, I've been trying to have a conversation with Port of Hyundai Gunningal just around tourism. I'm not against tourism. I have been very proactive around progressive projects, around tourism, around food, language, and our coastal community and island community. What I'm trying to get from the council is that we sit down and seriously look at tourism in terms of how tourism will impact on a local community, and bear in mind a local community that is socially and economically deprived as it is. Because we see right across other Celtic nations for argument, I was speaking to a very proactive community activist this morning who's very embedded in this argument, our discussion, and he was telling me and informing me quite a lot around Cornwall and Rathenburg, Wales, and all of Scotland. And we also see in other parts of Europe, in Catalonia and the Basque Country, we've seen last summer and even during this summer over in hotspots across Europe where the local communities were very clearly voicing their frustration, their concern and their anger of over-tourism. So over-tourism, what does that mean? So for us here in West Donegal, before we come to a tipping point, and for me, I don't think we're that far away from it. Airbnb has a massive impact on our Gaeltacht community, has a massive impact definitely in terms of people who are trying to find homes. Right now, I suppose I'm working with at least 5 or 6 mothers who are homeless at the moment. One mother in particular, without identifying anybody with a number of children, had been living in a home, renting a home for a very long time, working away, and overnight that property then has become, well, not overnight, but over the proper period of time, but had been turned into Airbnb. We see property being bought here in parts of West Donegal that is way beyond our ability to buy for ourselves because of the low wage structure that we have here and the lack of good, steady employment. So on that basis, the language also and how that impacts on us. We as a council have an authority, but not our responsibility, but not just us as a council. We as a wider community must have a discussion around tourism. Mm. So how will tourism benefit us?
Before we get on to that, so, you know, a lot of people then will come back with the argument that, you know, tourism is one of the main employers in this county. That, you know, tourism coming into the county spend and a rising tide lifts all boats and all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure if the other areas you mentioned, if they've sort of got alternative, you know, employment options or what have you. Like, you know, you mentioned Cornwall or the Basque region. You could talk about Lanzarote or Albufeira. All of these places, as you've quite rightly pointed out, are trying to strike a better balance with tourism and everyday life. I just wonder, would this require, though, greater investment or encouragement of different types of business? Because whilst, you know, in terms of the big bucks, tourism really only benefits a small amount of people, if you look at it right on the face of it, there are an awful lot of people that are employed and then other businesses also that you wouldn't call tourism businesses, but that benefit from tourism.
Yeah, look. The sad reality of it is that tourism only benefits a very small minority of people. And I'm not taking away anything from our hotels or nothing. I would work very, very closely with our hotel community as such and the area, very closely actually. And I'm not taking away anything from that there. What I'm trying to do here is to create a broader discussion that we as a community have to have. Now, what value is tourism to us when rising tides doesn't raise all boats? Because that's the reality. It doesn't, because tourism in general employment is seasonal, it's low wage, and yes, tourism does help to put children through college for families who are struggling the way it is because of the failure of a proper economic model for us in West Donegal. Because if you look at our tourism, if you look at our industry, it's not what I think it could be. And clearly, obviously, with the latest Cotas Mackle and stuff, yet another beaten from the Fianna Fáil, from the Gael government and European Union on in relation to fishing. So when we focused, and this is what I see, what has happened since I went into the council is that there was a huge, massive focus on tourism. And there was a massive drive to get people into the West and the Gulf for, and so because that's the community I represent. But the infrastructure wasn't put in place. There was no provisions put in place in terms of camping overnight. There was no provisions
but
put
was
in place
a whole
in terms
big,
of where were people going to stay.
Just in relation
no people
to
moved
that,
to Airbnb.
I know that, but in fairness, Councillor, you'd have been well aware, and this is just starting to balance it out. The council did a huge programme and incentivised people to develop holiday, camping facilities right across the county. There was a big public engagement and lots of them popped up. You don't remember that?
No, what I'm shaking my head is it's very fine to have engagement with a wider community, but when you're a socially and economically poor community and you don't have the access to big money that it needs, building camping sites and the facility that is needed is not cheap. It takes colossal amount of money and you need to have money to be able to invest in that there. And then there's very, very little people in West Donegal that has that kind of capital. So for me, it's having a discussion. And it's not a discussion that I want to see solely restricted to councillors. It has to be the broader community, all those who are heavily involved and committing quite a huge amount of their energy and time to the provision of our language, our environment. Those who are very passionate, like Chin Chan here, who are very passionate about language, but also very proactive around the housing and the lack of housing that we have. So if everybody is moving towards Airbnb, where's our children supposed to live? Where are people? I spoke to somebody this last month who's just after a returned home from unfortunately many years away in a foreign country due to the economic situation that was here, and he can't, and they can't collectively dispute them, but they can't find accommodation here now. And accommodation has moved, which would have been roughly about 400-500 euros, even at that it was expensive. But it's moved now that it's nearly half to two-thirds of your weekly income.
Just in relation to that, though, and I know you're trying to keep the conversation broad, and quite rightly so, but just in relation to housing, you know, again, and we've had this conversation before, this is private property. And it is the state and the local authority, surely, that is responsible for providing housing for people, not to interfere with people's own assets, whether they're investments, whether they're inheritance, whether whatever it might be. Do you get where I'm coming from? People won't be happy if we're going after Airbnbs, people own private property, when it's the view that the state should be providing houses. The council should be turning council houses around quickly. Do you know what I mean?
I think the council have a big part to play in this here, and the very fact that we haven't been proactive due to government policy, and that's just the reality and the facts of it, due to the government's decision on looking after the private market interest, and that was about making rich people and richer. I'm not talking about somebody who had a house maybe willed to them because of an old auntie or an old uncle that unfortunately passed away. I'm talking about a policy that was developed and supported by those TDs who are in government to make sure that the private market was well looked after. And if you're saying that people wouldn't be happy in terms of the state involved looking at people's private property, I disagree with you. I think people want Airbnb regulated. I think people do want that there would be a price control. I hear on a regular basis that we should do a rent boycott. I hear on a very regular basis, what is the state doing? I can't find a home. So when I deal with people like others deal on a daily basis, of people being homeless and our homeless shelters not being able to facilitate what the need is out there, not alone us not being able to get the houses that people need. There are people who are working, and it's irrelevant if you're working or not, but there are people who are working now. For one example, discussing with a father, a single father yesterday, who's in a shelter, unfortunately, who is many, many, many miles away from his support base and where he works and where his two children go to school. And we're forcing them to the other end of the county. So I do think that we need to look at the private market.
Okay.
I do think that we need to put a rent cap. And I do think we need to regulate Airbnb, because Airbnb is absolutely massively impacting our community. And what we're finding is that there's those well able to afford outside of the community who are buying up property here, who's never been here, who's buying portfolios and paying a heavy cost for
The overwhelming majority of property purchased across the region last year, across the country, was by vulture funds. A workshop's been scheduled for the 11th of November at 9:30 a.m. In Clonlea PSC. regarding the impact of tourism on housing. Is that an open public meeting?
No, it's not. No, it's not. And I've been asked this since I put it up on my Facebook. Is it an open public meeting? And again, for me, it needs to be. We need to be a part of that conversation. There are, like, and there are more now. Felchirin are having a public consultation. We need to have public consultations, and we need to be listening to the voices of those who are working hand in hand. And I want to state very clearly, we have staff within Corlicombe Eagle who realises and knows that we have to have sustainable tourism, as does others within Bord Feltonham and those that I interact with on a regular basis. But I don't think we got to that position. And to get to that position, I think we need to listen to the likes of Chinchin, to the community groups like Corhum and Fire Brigade Door, and many, many others who are very, very proactive in the community. Those who are dealing with people who are living in poverty, those who are dealing with people who are living in homeless shelters, and those who are actually homeless.
Are you considering at all hosting...
And that's not happening.